9:42, it's Mav Day with us right now, the head coach of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team coming off a split at School of Mines and the win over previously unbeaten Regis. Mike DeGeorge joins us. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Well, last weekend, you opened up with the game at Lockridge Arena. Of course, remember, we were over there for the regional last year, and your basketball team, unfortunately, had a difficult night shooting the basketball, but 68-58 loss at Lockridge Arena to the Colorado School of Mines Ore Diggers, 37.3% on the night, and Mines, they were able to really get going. They hit 50% of their shots on the night. Just an evening where scoring the basketball is a little bit of a difficult task for your team.
Yeah, it was a frustrating night. We've had issues with bigger, more physical teams when we don't really can't figure out how to space them out properly. And we just didn't have the kind of focus that we've had most nights. And, you know, I've had a few of those this year. And you know, we're just not good enough if we aren't really just completely dialed in. It's true for most teams. And obviously, Mines is very good, and they're starting to figure some things out and getting back to being the dominant team they've been here for, you know, prior or whole time there.
And then the next night, you face Regis. They had not lost in conference play. They were 14-2, 9-1 in conference play, number 12 team in Division II basketball. And so as challenging as it was the night before in regard to scoring the basketball, got some things going offensively. You get the six-point win, 86-80 over Regis. And Reese Johnson, season and career high 25 points, matched his season high in three-pointers. He had 5 of 6. He had a phenomenal night from the perimeter in that game against the Rangers.
Yeah, on the simple stuff, you can just say, hey, they didn't shoot it well against Mines and they shot it well versus Regis. But it was really more than that. And, you know, we had great kind of focus and energy on the game plan, what we needed to do to be successful against Regis, and really executed well. And honestly, it's one of the more remarkable games I've ever been a part of. I mean, you know, we're obviously down a few key players already, and then Trevor Baskin sprains his ankle really bad right at the last play before the half, and we didn't think he was going to be able to go at all in the second half. And, you know, he didn't even make it to the locker room in halftime. Georgie Dancer had a stomach bug or something that he didn't tell us about, but he kept having to come out. You know, he only came out a couple of times, but a couple of times he got bad, he had to come out, and then he ended up cramping and leaving the game with 4 minutes to go and didn't return. And then Mac Reniker fouled out at the end, and you know, so we ended up with Trevor out there with one leg and Reese Johnson with 4 fouls, and it was just a really gutty performance by that group to go on the road and against that caliber of opponent and play that well. It was really a fun night for us.
And with all those things, all those obstacles, all those challenges, that, I mean, at one point in the first half, they were up by 13. And so you trailed by double digits in that game at one point. Like you mentioned, Trevor with the ankle injury, Georgie under the weather. And I just, where does that kind of resolve come from? Did you get that sense from your basketball team at halftime that, you know, look, this, even though things are working against us, this is going to still be our night to take down an undefeated in conference play Regis team?
Well, we have an interesting group this year. When we have issues, it's because we are overconfident. They're never underconfident. So even facing adversity, facing a challenge, they relish that, and that kind of fires them up and gets them going and gets them to that next level of being dialed in. And I think that comes with, you know, part of that is on both sides of that is trying to repeat. Yes, we believe we can go and win always, but, you know, there are times when I think we've gotten on the wrong side of that and it's become a little arrogance. And, you know, we're not good enough to beat people if we're not dialed in. But if we are, you know, we've won at Black Hills and we've won at Regis, the two best teams to this point. And we did it both in shorthanded circumstances where it was like this big challenge to go show we could do it. And, you know, so we just have to be able to figure out how to bring that mentality every night. And I think we're getting close. But, you know, obviously Friday was a little disappointing, and we at Metro at the beginning of the year, we had kind of had the same sort of approach. So, you know, I think that we're learning and we're growing as a team and we're figuring out who we are, and it's now just a level of that consistent toughness on every single night.
CME men's basketball coach Mike DeGeorge with us. What about Trevor Baskin's ankle? He obviously stayed in the game and he played, but he did it pretty much on one leg. How is that looking heading into this weekend with Fort Lewis and Western?
Well, he's had a problem with spraining his ankles since this summer. He started spraining them summer when he was playing at home, and he just really, we haven't been able to rehab it enough for it not to keep happening. So our trainers do a great job, and it looks like he didn't have a ton of swelling in there. He doesn't swell up much, so it's just kind of this repetitive cycle. So we'll sit him for a couple of days, but we think he'll be able to practice on Wednesday and be ready to go this weekend.
Mike DeGeorge, coach of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. You take on Fort Lewis on Friday night, Mike. They're sixth in the conference right now. Your Maverick basketball team sitting in third, 9-4, 15-7. Anytime we talk about Fort Lewis, Riley Ferris, their leading scorer, always one of those players you have to keep an eye on, because he's an outstanding scorer for that Skyhawks basketball team.
Yeah, they're a big, physical, talented team, and obviously Riley Ferris is the elite scoring. I don't know if you can say that anymore, because Joel Scott's gotten to a whole other level, but he certainly is as good as anybody at the offensive end, just a real force at that end of the floor. And then their size creates real issues, because they have big guards and wings too. And so, it goes back to, kind of these minds, it's game-like minds, another big physical team, Minnesota State, Morehead at the beginning of the year. We got to find ways to stretch these teams out and make it more about our quickness than their size. And I ultimately that'll decide the game on Friday night.
And again, shoots the three for him pretty well. Akul Kot, 34 threes on the season, leads him in that category. So a guy that you have to be concerned with on the perimeter.
Yeah, he had a really good freshman year, and then last year he was kind of in and out and didn't shoot it as well. But he's really taken another step forward and can really score the ball and is very quick. He he really stretches forward his three-point shot, and then he can go right by you too. So he's a real threat, and, they've added a couple of transfers that are helping him as well, and then they have the whole group back from last year.
Mike DeGeorge, coach of the CMU men's basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. And then it's the Saturday night matchup with Western Colorado, which this is a big matchup in terms of a rivalry. It's a big rivalry weekend, obviously, with Fort Lewis and Western Colorado coming in. But on Saturday night, it's the Blizzard in Brownson, presented by Coca-Cola. When you take on Western, they're coming off the overtime victory over CSU Pueblo.
Yeah, and it's kind of a similar script for Western, is they just really shoot a ton of threes and try to stretch you out. And if they can get going from the three-point line, it makes it very difficult to beat them. And we've seen that the last 2 years at their place. And so, we just really have to be ready to close out all the way to beyond the arc significantly, because they are very fired up for our game and have shot it well, each of the last couple of years. So we just really have to be ready defensively, and then, we have ways that we can attack them. We will have a size and quickness advantage inside, and we just really have to be efficient, because we know how well they can score the basketball.
And for the Mountaineers, Matthew Ragsdale, their leading scorer at over 22 points per game. He's also knocked down 44 threes. That leads the team in that category, Mike. So Ragsdale, the guy that a lot of the offense runs through him.
Yeah, he's another elite scorer. I mean, he gets going, and he's just very difficult to stop. He can finish at the rim. He's a big, strong, athletic kid. And then he's got a great mid-range game, and he really shoots the three well. So, it's just it takes a great effort. And it has to be a team effort. You just got to put him in tight spaces and really just not give him angles and just force him to shoot everything contested. And then you got to do the job on other guys, because if you get pulled in on him, he's more than willing to distribute the ball and find shooters.
All right, so we'll have action both on Friday and Saturday. Rivalry weekend for the Colorado Mesa basketball teams. Fort Lewis on Friday, women's pregame at 5:15. They'll tip it off at 5:30, minutes 7:30 against the Skyhawks. And then on Saturday on the Team CMU Sports Network, it's the Blizzard in Brownson, presented by Coca-Cola, against Western. Women's pregame at 5:15. They tip at 5:30. The men at 7:30, also on the Team Sports Network. All right, Mike, I always appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend. Thanks again.
All right, thanks, Jim.